Yaakov Shweki made a commitment to join us here at JM in the AM for hour number three, and he has kept that commitment, and I thank him. It is not easy coming off a weekend for any of the Jewish music stars to be able to join us on a Monday morning. He is, in fact, with us live via telephone coming up as we discuss the brand new CD entitled Kolot. Yaakov Shweki spending hour number three with us on a Monday morning at JM in the AM.
לא לפחד, השם אלוקיך הולך איתך. עם ישראל לא מפחד, השם אלוקינו השם אחד. והעיקר לא לפחד כלל, ומלמעלה הוא שומר, צר ואויב לא יתקרב. אך לאט ויד ביד, ישראל זה עם אחד, ומלמעלה הוא עוזר, שומר שומר ישראל. Israel se amecha, umilemala hu oser, shomer shomer Yisrael.
JM in the AM, it's America's one and only Jewish Moments in the Morning radio program, heard on listeners-sponsored WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, Rockland County at 91.9 on the FM dial, and around the world on the web, jmintheam.org. Yaakov Shweki, welcome to JM in the AM.
Thank Thank you very much. How are you? Boker Tov.
Boker Tov. Great to speak to you. Had you recorded a Yishai Lapidot composition before this one? Was there ever one on a CD of yours?
No, I knew him for many years, and we've tried before, but this is the first time.
Why did this work? What do you like about this song from Yishai?
Well, it just hit me in the face really fast. You know, the high part. The low part, actually, we worked on for a long time, but the high part he had right away. And I thought the chant of just a simple chant sometimes hits you, and just the message of Am Yisrael, you know, we are the smallest nation, yet we don't fear because God is with us. And I felt the chant of the song will work great for a first opening of the album.
Yishai has a knack for hitting people between the eyes with his music, huh?
Yeah, I mean, he does.
That's for sure.
Well, children and everybody, you know, got into it right away. So I saw it was a good decision.
You know, when the song first came out, mm-hmm. one of the Mevinim in the world of Jewish music posted somewhere on the internet
right.
how the opening song from your CD will be played at every Jewish wedding for the next couple of years. Now, number one, has that started yet? And number two, do you agree with that assessment?
Well, I mean, I don't. I know, Nachum, you investigate every the whole online situation, but I don't really put a lot of stock into.
Well, my question is, if you're at a wedding, are you hearing it yet, or if you're if you're at a wedding, are you singing
definitely,
it yet?
I can tell you this: the overwhelming. I mean, about the whole album. I mean, yeah. Different types of people have so many different types of great commentary on this album that I could write a book, a Yellow Pages book of all the comments. But this song specifically also was very, very simple for little kids to learn and
right.
for a little and adult, you know, so I got a lot of great commentary about this song for sure.
Yeah, it is a wonderful opener. It's really a fantastic way to start this thing off. Yaakov Shweki with us live via telephone. You know, the CD took us a drop by surprise. I have to be careful the way I say this
yeah.
because knowing your timetable, I would bet, like all the Jewish music stars, it was probably later than you would have preferred, but coming off the unbelievable success of the Nokia double CD, I didn't realize it was time for another Yaakov Shweki CD
yeah,
yet, you know what I mean?
I planned this all along. Obviously, you have to have Siyata Deshmaya for making it work. I planned that you know, we're going to have Nokia in January,
right.
and it was such a big success that I gave my word to a lot of the soldiers and a lot of the colonels and a lot of people around Israel that I got to know through the Nokia show and other events, and they all asked me, they all came up, we want an Israeli album that suits us, that's more our you know, with words, Israeli words, and more
right.
your style, but yet more Israeli than you've ever done before. And I gave them my word, you know what, in January we're going to try to put out something. So I tried to, you know, we always try also for Hanukkah and before, but it just didn't, you know, I told them a year later, and Baruch Hashem, it was really almost a year to the day later.
Yeah, the pledge of 1 year worked out. Yaakov Shweki is with us. How do you compare this then to Libiba Mizrach? Would you consider it, you know, very similar in style? Is this something completely different than anything you've ever done before?
Well, it's definitely in the family, but it's definitely more different than what I've ever done before, only because it's a lot more Israeli than Mizrahi. Libiba Mizrach was more of a Middle Eastern. You know, you have to do Libiba Mizrach to get to this, because you can't just you can't just hit people with this, because Nachum, I'm afraid, you know, we have to take you to a hospital. You get a faint when you hear it. You got to build to get to such an album. But really, it's a lot more Israeli than Mizrahi to me.
There you go. All right, there's a subtle difference, but there is a difference. Yaakov Shweki, the brand new CD is entitled Kolod. Who's choosing the music this morning? You or me?
Well, you know what? You do what you do. You know, I leave it up to you.
I mean, there are some songs on this that already have made quite an impression out there. I can tell you that much. I'm sure you're feeling it from
and
a lot.
I tell you this with all my any song you pick from this album.
You have no objection.
No.
Whatever it is, I think people were excited. By the way, coming off of the six. By the way, before I even ask you this one, was there pressure on you to get back to Israel this January after last year's success? Were there people who were essentially begging you and Yochi Briskman to at least try to do it either somewhere else in Israel or go for another performance a year later?
Well, there's always people really wanting, you know, and then we actually had good friends of ours and sponsors that really wanted to do something very big. But it wasn't just Nachum. You have to, you know this, and you know it's all we've traveled so much this past couple months that I feel like I was really on a plane, living on a plane.
And nowhere else, right?
No, so they did want it, but it was all timing. It was all, you know, you have to time everything wherever you're going to be. And also this album was very complicated to get out on time because we were in like 8 different countries in the last 2 months, and it was just impossible. Every time we landed, we needed a couple days, and then we'd go to the studio for 2 days, and then we'd leave again, and we'd come back again. And it was just... your body takes a blow after blow, because I got to perform also back to back, you know. In Brazil we did 2 back to back, and then Argentina, and then Marseille, and then Paris, and then London, and then Chile, and then, you know, so we were back and forth, back to back. So it was very, very difficult.
I heard
the short answer to your question, they did want it, but we are going to push it off a little bit because the timing wasn't right.
And that includes anything big here as well. It'll be a while, right?
Yeah, I mean, we are actually working on something to give, because there was a lot of requests to come do something.
Well, it's unusual that a winter goes by and you haven't done something big in this area.
Only Nachum, and I tell this to the New York crowd, only because there were so many commitments outside the country, and it was almost impossible.
I heard those South America shows were insane.
They were really unbelievable. Unbelievable. But we are working on something in... a week before Purim and Mitzvah Shem in New York.
Right? All right. We wait for that announcement. Very nice. Let's see. Purim is what? I guess the beginning of March you'll be doing that.
Yeah.
All right. We'll pay attention for that. Yaakov Shweki is with us. This composition, since you're giving me a little bit of the DJ license this morning, this composition is you and Yitzi Waldner. You know which one I'm talking about, right?
You're talking about It Records.
Correct. Tell me about it.
Well, this is I wanted a song, really. I sat down with Yitzi. This is one of the last songs to be composed, to be put on the album, and I told Yitzi, listen, we have all the styles on this album. I need a song that, if I put it on and there's old people there, they're all going to kick their wheelchairs aside and they're going to start dancing. and it doesn't matter if I'm in a kindergarten, they're all going to just get up and just, no matter what it is. And he came up with the idea, actually, La Kol Zman Va'et. There's a time for everything, but tonight, you know, Shlomo HaMelech says this, Et Rekod, there's a time for weddings, there's a time for real simcha, and I thought it was a great, great, great idea, and we worked on it together.
All right, here we go. I appreciate Yaakov Shweki's patience as we do a couple of songs interspersed with our conversation this morning. It is, for us, the official debut of the Kolot CD, and a Deret release. It's, of course, Yochi Briskman. Yaakov Shweki is the star. He is responsible for this brand new CD, and this song entitled 8 Rekod at JM in the AM.
La kol zman vaet et leo nisno et milchama viet shalom la kol zman vaet la kol zman vaet et leo nisno et milchama viet shalom aval alayla
Kulanu besimcha, lelanu halayla, et rekod, rekod, rekod. Kulanu besimcha, lelanu halayla.
JM in the AM, Yaakov Shweki is with us live via telephone as we celebrate the release of his brand new CD entitled Kolot, that is Eight Rekod. Boy, that's quite a selection, Yaakov.
Yeah, that song, whenever it goes on, even after you worked on the song for a while and you know it so well, whenever it goes on, you just see the place just hopping. And that's exactly what it's supposed to be, you know?
It really rocks. And I see this Miro's Choir was on that song, and I bring that up only because it seems that these days you need a high-quality choir to really get that sound out there, huh?
Yeah, I thank Zmiros. I really thank them. They actually came in. I knew them before, and then I wanted a certain sound, and I was specific in exactly what I wanted. And they were very, very, they were also on Smechim B'Tzatam, the third track of the album, which was, you know, they did a great, great job, exactly what I was looking for.
Yaakov Shweki, as we celebrate the brand new Kolot CD here at JM and the AM on this Monday morning. So one of the things that really made an impression on everybody when you released the Live in Nokia double CD was the contribution of Shlomi Shabbat. You remember him from that concert, right?
Very, very well. I will never forget.
That was quite a selection, and he really helped bring the house down that night, right? We give 90% of the credit to you, but a little bit of the credit to people like
him. No question.
He was amazing. So you decided, I mean, I don't know when you decided this. It may have been that night that you decided this, that he would be teamed up with you or featured on one of the songs from the album, and in this case, it turned out to be the title track.
You know what? Everything happens at the time. Like I told you before, it was the timing and everything is such siyata d'shmaya, the way it works. You know, Yochi and I speak all the time, and we're going to do this, we're going to do that, and there's so many things up in the air sometimes, and so many things have to go right in terms of so many studios working on the music and singers and choirs, like you mentioned, and arrangers, everybody being on time, and there's just so much in the air. And Shlomi Shabbat was actually an idea thrown in the air. And I don't know if I told you this in studio. He was so good. He was such a great, you know, singers have to feel each other on stage. You could like each other even off stage, you know. I have a lot of friends in the business. But when you get on the stage, there's a certain feeling that you have to have in the way the other person sings with you. And he was so good that night, Shlomi Shabbat. He actually, when he gave me a hug at the end and he was talking to me in my ear, he said, please keep in touch. He says, and he told me even this after he walked off, he says, I never felt like this after an event in 40 years of music. I never felt, you know, such a Kiddush Hashem that night, such a meaningful music, meaningful messages. And he was so inspired. He said, please, when you have the next meaningful song, please call me. And I did. I had this song actually from a composer that he knew. He composed a lot of songs. He was a very, very big writer in Israel and also works in America too. Tomer Adadi is his name. And he actually wanted to meet me before Sukkot in his house. And we actually had this idea of the song. And he said, I said, you know what? Shlomi told me, and he knows Shlomi. He says, if you have a great, meaningful song that can really hit the heart of the Jewish people, you know, please let me know. And we did. Yochi and Sharon Daniel, who I thank very much, and Yochi Briskman really worked hard on it. And it was ready in the right, again, the right timing also for him to come in and do it. And everything just worked out. And, you know, he really adds to the album, and he adds to such a poetic song. Kolot is talking about so many different types of voices of Am Yisrael. It's a very poetic song, and he loved it.
So Tomer is the official composer of your title track.
Yeah, he's the official composer. I actually, when I met him the first time, I felt like I knew him for 20 years, this guy. He's a young guy, and he actually called us after Nokia, after we did the Nokia concerts. He said, I heard about you, but when I saw Nokia, he says, I must work with you. And I said, okay, tell me, let's meet each other. And when I went to Israel the next time, I actually went to meet him. And and already the track, you know, the first meeting, he already thought of something his friend wrote, actually his friend Yoav Ginai, who has many shows in Israel in the media, in the secular media. He wrote the song, and we hit it off together like we knew each other for 20 years.
Meaning Yoav
really loved the song, and I actually did the demo right then and there, and the rest is history.
Meaning Yoav's responsible for the lyrics to the tune.
That's correct.
All right, JM and the AM, it's time to listen to the Kolo title track. Yaakov Shweki is with us live via telephone, and Yossi Zweig just pointed out to me by email that Am Yisrael, which opens up the CD, was number 2 on our 9 at 9 last week.
Tuesday nights at 9 p.m. And what I wanted to point out was that on our 9 at 9 list, which you could find at the on the link at the top of NahumSiegel.com, we always offer, Yossi Zweig, I should say, he does the work, always offers two or three recommendations from new albums. Off of Yaakov Shweki's Kolot CD, there are five recommendations for songs you can vote for. One of them, of course, is this title track, Kolot, the JM and the AM.
קולות הנודדים, קולות הילדים, וכל העבודים מחפשים עוד נחמה. קולן של הדמעות, קולן של השמועות, וכל האימהות הלוחשות את הברכה. גם אני פתאום רואה את הקולות. קולות מתלהבים, קולות הכואבים, ערבים לאהבה. קולן של המילים, קולות של תהילים, קולות מתפללים עולים מהשמיים.
Yaakov Shweki, Shlomi Shabbat, a song featuring Shlomi Shabbat on the brand new Yaakov Shweki CD. It's entitled Kolot here at JM in the AM, and of course it is the title track. Yaakov Shweki is with us live via telephone as we celebrate the release of Kolot, and it has certainly been released to amazing critical acclaim. A lot of people very, very happy with this new offering from Yaakov Shweki. Good feeling, Yaakov, huh? Knowing how people feel about this CD.
It's a great feeling when you get, reaction. You always get the Mevinim like it, this, that. But when you get reaction from so many different types of people, like the Kolot song that you just played is talking about so many different voices of Am Yisrael. When you have all the voices from different crowds, all over the world, and little kids, and, it really does give you a sense of satisfaction that you hit it on the mark, and that's really satisfying, Baruch Hashem.
Where's the majority of the of your vocals done? Was this Israel, the U.S., or like you described earlier, whatever country you happened to be in, you went in and started recording again?
Well, yeah, I try to do the vocals really mostly in New York and in my house studio. I have a small studio in my own house, and we do it with Yochi in Brooklyn. But the music is really done outside the country, in Israel mostly, and the vocals here in New York.
All right, so when I've seen you record, Yochi's always been there. Now that you have studios in different areas of New York and New Jersey, do you necessarily have to be together when you're recording?
Yeah, I mean, it's always good to be together to get the right, when he's together with me on the other songs, you want the same partnership, so he would come out to me when necessary, and he would actually sit there and, an engineer. You always want another pair of ears, and especially Yochi's ears, who are very sharp, to be there. He was there actually in the house, and when I was with him, in his house, he just gets to, wait for me there.
His ability in the area of song selection is amazing.
Yeah, exactly. You want to have the song selection together. You want to have everything, on the same page.
Not to suggest that it shouldn't.
Right.
But why has this relationship lasted so long? And again, not to suggest that it shouldn't, but I mean, it's just amazing the work that you've done from the very beginning. I mean, you must think back, I assume, to the very first time that he or you proposed that you work together.
Yeah, I mean, especially in music, you have so many different types of, as they say in Hebrew, since it's an Israeli album, al tam vareach en li tvakeach. When you have taste and smell, you don't argue about. So, when we met each other, we obviously understood each other. Obviously, it took some work, right away at the beginning, because you're coming from totally different backgrounds. But Baruch Hashem, it worked right away. And as we climbed the ladder, we started exploring new things and new sounds. And when you understand each other very well, it works. It works much easier.
I'm already under pressure to ask you when this March announcement is going to be released to the public. You think we'll know in the next few days, or it's going to be a while?
Yeah, I think in the next couple of days. We are working to finish that off, and you'll know in the next couple of days if I'm going to make it before Purim, Mitzvah Hashem, in New York. I'm not sure exactly, but I'm assuming a couple of days. Yes.
How did Aaron Razel end up on this project with you?
Oh, Aaron climbed in somehow. He just. He sent a song to, I think it was to, no, it was to Yochi, and, we both listened together, and we did want some collaborations on this album, too, so we did send a message out, to a couple of people.
Right.
That we were interested, and I was interested in him because I've heard his stuff before, not all the time my style, but if he has a song that really can hit the heart, let us know, and, he sent the song to Yochi, and we really thought that there was something there. We changed, Yochi and I changed a couple things on the song and made it, more for us. But it's funny, that song also, one of the last songs on the album, actually, Asara Bnei Adam, with a great message, Klal Yisrael not going to be redeemed because of the pain they went throughout history, not because they don't have Parnosa. Now, you would think because of the Tsar you would be redeemed. No, this Tana Deve Eliyahu, which is quoted by Chavetz Chaim, saying that the redemption will come because of 10 people listening to each other and learning Torah together. The Torah is what's going to make it you know, the redemption come a lot quicker. So I thought it was a great message, and it's funny, my dear friend from South Africa called me right away. He said, "That's my favorite song." You never know where it's coming from, but I think it's a beautiful song. And Aaron Rosell, you know, also different. You know, never done something with him, you know, collaborated with them together. So it, listen, Kolot, different voices, different people.
Ah, that's right. The Rosell that people would know that you collaborated with would be Yonatan Rosell.
Yeah, that's correct. That's his brother.
There you go. Who won the big award in Israel this week? That was Yonatan, right? I think that was him.
I don't know.
Yeah, there was the song Katonti. Is Yonatan? I believe so.
I think it might be Yonatan.
It may be Yonatan. Anyway, so that was a big achievement for the Rosell family. All right, Aaron Rosell is featured on this selection. He composed it. He arranged it. You'll find it in slot number 10 on Yaakov Shweki's brand new CD entitled Kolot. We'll do this and then one more, and we will thank Yaakov Shweki for his patience and for visiting us this morning live via telephone on a very special Monday at JM in the AM.
לא מתוך הצער ולא מתוך השיבור ולא מתוך הטלטור ולא מתוך הטירוף ולא מתוך הדחק ולא מתוך שאין להם מזונות. אין ישראל לגליל לא מתוך הצער מתוך השיבות, לא מתוך הטלטור ולא מתוך הדירוף ולא מתוך הדחק ולא מתוך שאין להם מזונות אלא מתוך עשרה בני אדם שהם יושבים זה עם זה וכל אחד מהם קורא ושונה ולא מתוך הטלטול ולא מתוך הטירוף ולא מתוך הדחק ולא מתוך שאין להם מזונות אלא מתוך עשרה בני אדם שהם יושבים זה עם זה כל אחד מהם קורא ושונה
JM in the AM. Yaakov Shweki, Aaron Razel, brand new CDs entitled Kolot. You know, if Yochi Brisken was here, Yaakov, and I still think he should join us for these conversations, but that's for a whole different day. But if he was here, and I hope he wouldn't take this the wrong way, as professional sounding as every release that you've had has been, there is some production value on this one that is off the charts. You agree you felt something different just technically on this one?
Well, a lot of people are commenting on the sound, even the people that don't understand what goes into it, because they just, you know, just listening to it, you do have a fresher, you know, automatically. Well, the production is, first of all, is great. I mean, it's I'm not denying that. The mixing, the engineering, and the overall sound of the music is different, only because also we worked with different arrangers. They arrange, you know, sometimes more without all the brass and without all the a lot of noise behind. So it's much simpler and fresher sound. But yes, the production is fantastic. The arrangements are unreal, and you know, I'm getting that from a lot of people. So Baruch Hashem.
Really is amazing. All right, I'm going to beg your indulgence for a minute because we have special guests. You know what we've done? Most people, when they come here live and in person, they get a studio audience. You, even if you're on the telephone, you get a studio audience. How do you like that?
And well, I'm loving it. Who's there?
We've got an amazing family here who are represented by their five young men who want to say hi to Yaakov Shweki.
Sure.
First, we have David. David, good morning to you.
Good morning.
What do you want to say to Yaakov Shweki? Anything special?
Yes, we love your songs. We're all your biggest fans. You're a very good role model in learning and especially in singing.
Wow.
And we love your songs and thank you very much for making these songs.
Yaakov, you speechless on that one?
Wow, yeah, there's nothing to say. Thank you so much.
We're going to get back to Ikey in a minute. We'll get back to Ikey. There's a reason for that. Let me introduce Rami. Rami, good morning to you. Give the microphone over to Rami for a minute. Rami, good morning to you. You want to say hi to Yaakov?
Yeah.
Go ahead. What do you want to say?
Good morning.
Good morning. There you go.
That's nice. Good morning, Rami.
Then we have Ruvain. Ruvain, go ahead. Say hi.
Good morning.
Good morning. And we have our... Oh, go ahead, Ruben.
My favorite song is Shema.
Oh, very nice.
Beautiful.
That's a good one.
From the past. I love it.
If you got to pick one, that's a good one. And Aaron is here. Aaron, say good morning.
Good morning.
There we are. So we have a wonderful family here, all representing... I should say five boys, all representing an amazing family. Now, the reason I'm holding Ikey for a second is because... I don't know if you remember this, but when you were here in our studio, Ikey is the young, I think it was Ikey, right, who called in on the telephone and actually said, oh, that was Aaron, I apologize. But Ikey, back on Pesach, when we were broadcasting up in the Catskills, we asked him to sing. That's how good he is, Yaakov. We actually asked him to sing and to sample a song for us. And if you don't mind, I want you to hear a couple of seconds of it. Do you mind?
Sure.
All right, here it is. This was Ikey Rozazada. Ikey Rozazada, who was singing this past Pesach, and here is what it sounded like on JM in the AM.
Es gerechi im es gerechi v'shalayim d'eshkai mini t'bak v'shani alechi ki im lo es gerechi im lo
What do you think, Yaakov?
Wow, it's great.
I know what's going to happen. You're going to hang up with me and immediately call Yochi Brisken, right?
Great job. Really great job.
There he is, Ikey Rozazada, visiting us with his brothers and amazing family here at JM in the AM. Yaakov, I thank you so much for joining us. The amazing CD is entitled Kolot. Yaakov Shweki, of course, presented by Yochi Brisken. It is a it is an incredible, an amazing, a brand new CD. You know what I have to wrap up with, Yaakov? You may, I don't know if you'll find this funny or not. I know Yochi will. Because of the history that I have with Metalish, I feel I have to wrap up our segment with Osim B'Tshuva.
I'm with you.
Or I should say Osim Tshuva, to be accurate. Tell us about this selection.
Well, again, Metalish has also been on stage with me a couple times. I felt the energy. I felt the I love that guitar sound, that old rock sound. And Danny Maman actually wrote this song that Yochi played to me a couple times. And I said, the next album, I would love to redo that song because I feel it just also, again, hits you right away. And it's just simple, but yet it's that Metalish sound that I love. So I'm with you. You got to put the top down for this song, and you got to just blast it. That's
Yaakov, we look forward to your next visit to us. Maybe even before the big performance. Who knows?
Who knows? But it's Hashem soon. Nachum, thank you for everything. I hope the listeners enjoyed. And it's Hashem Nud. Enjoy the new music. Really enjoy it.
Everybody seems to love it. Thank you so much for joining us. Yaakov Shweki on a Monday morning at JM in the AM. It's a new music alert Monday, including this selection from Metalish and Yaakov Shweki. Osim Tshuva, JM in the AM.
Shalom.
JM in the AM. My thanks to Yaakov Shweki. That is an amazing CD. Kolot is the name of it, and I thank him.